USA.
This week we're talking about America as a country that we don't live in.
No, no we don't.
We love it.
Take it or leave it.
It's nearby.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Yeah. I'm Bri.
I'm Merc.
I'm Frank.
I don't know why it took me so long to figure out what the pattern would have to be in this scenario.
It could be anything.
It really could be anything at all.
I mean, Frank is here.
I'm surprised.
I'm shocked.
Welcome back, Frank. Well, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how Die Hard's a Christmas movie? Air quotes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
When does Die Hard 3 take place? It takes place in the summer, but is it like on a specific day? Do you folks know? Is it like Memorial Day weekend or something?
I honestly don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that because Die Hard is like, when I think of like hot summer in movies, Die Hard 3. Because it looks so hot.
Samuel Jackson one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Where his name is Zeus, not Jesus.
Well, maybe we'll say, hey, Zeus.
Hey, Zeus.
Yeah, and he's like, my name is Zeus, not hey, Zeus. Do I look Puerto Rican to you?
Motherfucker.
Yeah. It's a sticky hot summer. I mean, it's getting nice out, and I'm so happy about
that.
Yeah,
I know.
And if you know when Die Hard 3 takes place, send us a message.
I feel like August, or maybe the 4th of July.
We could easily look this up, but we won't.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Let it be one of life's little listener. Mysteries.
Yeah. And you, the listener. You can look it up. You can do whatever.
Or be like us and just,
Have a podcast and ask questions randomly.
Ask strangers to tell us.
And they'll look it up and then you'll say, darn, that was a point where I could have had a meaningful human connection, but instead they just looked it up on their phone and then you're Mallard Fillmore.
God, a fate worse than death.
Current Zero News Flash.
Hey, welcome to the news.
Hey, the news.
Yeah.
This is a fate better than death.
Yeah.
Where are my news heads at? Bri's looking up Die Hard 3.
I am.
I have two little bits about Spider-Man movies.
Okay.
We'll go to the first one. Spider-Man Homecoming. I know, it's been out a while. This is not news, you would think, but apparently director John Watts has revealed that everyone's favorite Easter egg, Howard the Duck, is in Homecoming.
What?
Or there's some sort of reference, there's some obscure kind of...
So tell us what it is.
He doesn't say.
Not you, I'm saying that to him. Just tell us what it is. If nobody noticed...
Yeah.
Like, just...
It's kind of like that Guardians thing, which did... Has anyone figured that out?
Oh, the Easter egg that no one has
saw? Yeah, no one...
No. It's like... That's not what watching movies is.
No.
Apparently, I don't know if this was it. I think in the Guardians thing, in the collector's collection, there was like something like Man Thing. Or was that a separate one?
Well, I think when that got reported, the guy was like, mm-mm, that's not it.
Something else.
Mm-mm.
Interesting. Well, now, I'm going to watch Homecoming again, just like looking for Howard the Duck now. That's what's going to happen.
But it's
I don't have time for
this.
In
a sense, it was just like a reference or something. It's not like, oh, that's him in the background.
Well, Ant-Man watches an episode of Caroline in the City.
Yeah.
Good show.
And sticking with Spider-Man.
Perfectly reasonable thing for a cartoonist to be able to do, to rent a huge New York loft and pay a colorist.
God, it was a different time.
Look, she sold out to a greeting card company. Everyone knows this.
That's true.
That's how she knew Dell. And then there's Charlie. Charlie always wore rollerblades because it was the 90s. There's more news, right?
There is.
Who could forget Annie? Hot Annie.
So, Spider-Man Far From Home producer Amy Pascal is, quote, definitely interested in a multi-universe crossover with Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, and Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
It'll never happen.
I assume in animated form.
But wouldn't that be interesting? Because it's totally set up, like, with all the multi-universe sort of stuff going on. Far From Home crosses over.
Apparently that's a role.
Yeah.
But then again, it's Mysterio telling you this. Yes.
I've actually seen somebody, some blurb about, like, Mysterio is actually, it's a different character, and it's not Mysterio, but I don't.
Blisterio.
Yeah.
He's like Mysterio, but covered in blisters.
He just rubs your
heart. My pet theory.
He rubs me the wrong way.
I feel like Far From Home, by the time this episode airs, is probably out already, I assume. I don't know. When is it out? Like July 2nd or something like that, or July?
Yeah.
My theory is that, one, I mean, Mysterio, if you know who Mysterio is, you know that.
He's a liar.
He's a liar. My theory is that Nick Fury or Maria Hill. You got yourself the chameleon friends, and the other elemental people are all other Spider-Man villains, and you have a secret Sinister Six movie. That's what I'm hoping the twist is. Or not hoping, because that might just be a goddamn mess.
Because from the trailer, it looks like Hydro-Man's in it.
Yeah. And there's a sand one, and there's Molten Man. Literally, toys have said Molten Man. There's a big Molten-y guy.
Oh, really? Okay,
Molten Man. I'm pretty sure there was a shot of some electric-based thing. And the minute you see all of these guys, it's like, he's got a dude for all of those. So you have four of them and Mysterio. And I'm just saying, if one character in the movie is secretly like Chameleon or something like that, and then at the end there's like six villains, that'd be pretty fun. And it's all a big scam.
Yeah.
I would enjoy that. And they so badly have wanted to put the Sinister Six in something for like how long now? Just a theory.
Yeah. They being who?
Well, like Sony.
Yeah.
But it probably won't happen, but I kind of want it to.
Now that Far From Home has been out for over a week, we can definitively say that Bri was exactly 96.2% wrong. His next theory is that J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson is a multiversal constant.
I would have all three of those actors, like the Holland and Garfield and Maguire and Spider-Ham.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, that'd be
just
good.
Danny DeVito in a spider
hand. Danny DeVito.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Danny DeVito, when he opens his mouth, John Mulaney's voice comes out? Or?
Yeah.
No, Danny DeVito's voice comes out.
No, it's
got to
be Danny DeVito's voice. Yeah, yeah. It's got to be Danny DeVito's
voice. It's actually
voice.
His character. It's Frank.
Yeah.
I'm the trash man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
I'm the trash pig.
Spider-Man just wants to be pure.
I just want to be pure.
He's just dressed in a green costume, and he's pulling, going into the trash.
I love it.
I'm the trash man. I come out, I throw trash all over the ring, and then I start eating garbage.
So that'd be cool. We'll see what happens there. More spider news.
It's sticky. All spider news.
It's sticky news.
Announced probably a couple weeks ago now. We recorded in advance, but they announced they got J.J. Abrams and his son, Henry Abrams, who's like a little boy. Or,
Abraham
he's
Abrams.
He's probably like 20 or 19 or something.
You know what?
He's young.
I'm going to look up how old he actually is.
Yeah. In the picture, it's hard to tell. He looks quite young. But so they announced that they're going to be co-writing a comic book, a miniseries, Spider-Man book, just called Spider-Man. Co-writing, I mean, I assume J.J. Abrams is like, probably not doing any, I assume they're talking about it and then the son's probably writing it, I would assume. J.J. Abrams is, it's not like he's busy or anything. So that's coming out in September. Sarah Pichelli is on art and they have Dave Stewart on colors. The cover was...
That's a pretty solid artistic lineup.
I think Oliver Koppel, or however you pronounce his name, is doing covers, or did the cover anyway. And there's a cover that shows, like, Spider-Man and Mary Jane sort of swinging,
like, swinging?
Oh, no, yeah.
It's one of those
books. There's no fishbowl full of keys. Yeah. It's just...
but it's actually Mysterio's head.
Yeah. Oh, no! Oh, God. Gross. That's anyway, horrible. And there's some sort of a mystery villain they've invented for this, because that's what they do with these sort of things.
Yeah.
That in itself, I mean, they do these things a lot. They get kind of some big name to do something, because it gets attention and will probably sell okay. It did get a lot of backlash from...
Bad attention.
Creators, though. Like, actual comic creators. Not to name them all, I know that John Layman, right? who's a writer. He kind of went off being like, he's like one of Eisner's and he's been in the industry for 20 years and he's got a fan base. And he says, like, literally he can't get his calls returned. If he calls Marvel being like, hey, you know, I'd be interested in doing some work for you if you have anything available. Yeah. Like, you have creators that have, like, put in their dues for decades and have, like, are highly regarded and have names that literally couldn't get a Marvel book if they begged for it.
Yeah.
So I do understand that kind of frustration. But I feel like these kind of stunts are nothing new.
No.
Like, they've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
No. And he's 21.
21.
He's 21. Okay. So.
Sure.
Born in 1998.
Fuck.
Look, I'm never going to write Spider-Man.
No, I know.
My dad's not famous enough.
Yeah, exactly. But I do understand that frustration where, like, you pay your dues and it's like, you know, and that's like anything though. That's any business. It's any, especially entertainment, you know.
Yeah.
Nepotism will, that's the only
path. No, Max Landis is really good at lots of stuff.
Yeah, he's good at politics assault.
That goes on.
And that's the news.
Welcome to the warm-up.
All right. So for the warm-up this week, in months past, I guess, I forgot about this, but I had spoken about the new Young Justice book, which was a special gift from Brian Bendis to me. From Bri to Bri.
Two Bri's, one heart.
Yes. So I'm not going to talk about that anymore because you all know my deal. But I do want to talk about something I got kind of sucked into was the entire Wonder Comics line. Beyond that, I was sort of like, oh, these seems like they could be fun books. I'll give them a shot.
Okay, what are the Wonder Comics line?
It's basically a kind of Bendis taking creative points.
Oh, is that,
he's not writing
is
everything.
That like those are his books?
It's sort of, he's got a, it's like a little little mini line within like the DC universe where he's writing/co-writing a couple of them, but I think he's kind of like a guiding whatever.
The guiding
like,
force in it.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. So it's four titles, that's it. And they're all like based on like younger characters. So I think it's trying to like be the new like kind of like teen-aged kind of a fresh take on some ideas that have already existed, basically.
Right.
For the most part.
Old,
so,
bald, white guys, right, teens.
Exactly. It's always the best. Yeah. So a few of them in particular. So the Young Justice, obviously, there's a Naomi, which is a book by co-written by Bendis and David F. Walker. And drawn by Jamal Campbell. And I think I've showed you guys some of the art there. It's very pretty. The art is fantastic. And it's basically a new character just created for this book. It's interesting because I picked these up, but I actually, the last couple times, I didn't have it like on a pull list. I was just sort of like, oh, just get me one of those. Mm. And I had to like wait for second printings because apparently this book was like pretty underordered and has a lot of hype. I guess. Apparently the first issue is like selling for like money.
Wow.
Like 10 times the cover price at least kind of money or more. But it's an interesting one because it's like a new character and the whole hook of the book was like, there's something more to this character. She doesn't know what it is. You don't know what it is. Read the book and find out where, you know, where she comes from and what
it's
her
a
deal
mystery.
Is. Kind of. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I just find it funny how I guess it's been successful because there's a lot of interest and it feels like they're going to have to do like extra printings because it didn't get ordered enough. Like there was more interest than anticipated. I won't give anything away. It sort of ties into, I guess, past events in like DC history. And I think a lot of these books are kind of trying to tie into like the multiverse and even them bringing back kind of the history of the DC universe.
Right.
And she sort of ties into that in a bunch of fun ways. Like every issue seems to have like kind of a revelation that it's like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Okay, that's interesting. Keep going deeper and deeper. And it's been quite fun. The two that have really grabbed me in different ways, first there's Wonder Twins, which again,
activate.
Exactly. Like they're bringing back like old ass goofy concepts and modernizing them in a really fun way. So Wonder Twins is written by Mark Russell, drawn by Stephen Byrne. And it's literally they're from, I forget the planet that the Wonder Twins are from, but they're kind of immigrants to Earth. They're working as interns at the Hall of Justice. Like, just, like, interns, you know what I mean? There's, like, the supercomputer that they don't use anymore, like, the giant computer from, like, Super Friends that is, like, sentient. And I want to believe in my brain is voiced by Patton Oswalt. And they're just kind of, they're like beyond B-list. They have to deal with like the Legion of Annoyance or something like that, which is like a sub Legion of Doom that like Lex Luthor bankrolls, operating on a very minor level. And it's just they just some fun stuff. Like some of the there's the Count Druncula, which is just yes, literally a vampire, like recovering alcoholic for like blood, right? And I guess he's like an alcoholic.
This is so weird. I was thinking of this the other day of whether a vampire, if they drank a lot, would get drunk.
When I think the thing too is like literally there's an issue, not to give away like the end, it's kind of like a weirdly it can have like some dark jokes in there too, where like they arrest the Count Druncula, who's really just trying to go straight and not get not relapse,
not get sucked into it,
and he gets tossed into the drunk tank, and then they're like check the drunk tank, and he is like he's just like sitting there and just has drank all of the drunk blood, and it's sad. There's a guy called like the Scrambler who can sort of like mind swap with people, like mind scramble them, and he's just like literally got like a. He's called the Scrambler, but he's got like a fried egg on his like on his like yellow onesie thing. Just silly and very charming and very funny.
The characters that we would make in Character Storm.
That's it. No. There's so many. There's a guy in the most recent issue. There's like some just like a backwards hat douchebag who's kind of like sexist and kind of like. You know, kind of like bigoted that's like, you know, flirting with her. And like, she's like, oh, I'll go on a date with you. And his name is Red Flag. Cute, punny little silly thing.
Nice.
But Dial H for Hero has kind of blown my mind. So it's written by Sam Humphries, drawn by Joe Quinones, who is friggin' great. He's one of probably one of my favorite artists. He like drew the Howard the Duck thing at Marvel with like Chip Zdarsky a while back, and he's been around for a while.
Yeah.
The hook of this is you have literally like an old red phone, where this is like an old comic from like the '60s or seventies or something.
Yeah, it's the '70s one.
Where like the kid like Robbie Reed, he would like every time he dialed on this, he would turn into like a one shot superhero.
I have some of the original ones.
Right on.
Yeah.
And it directly ties into that in some ways. So you have like a new kid who gets the H dial. And I guess he got like saved by Superman when he was like a little kid and is sort of since then has been kind of just affected by that, basically, feeling like he wants to be more than he is.
Yeah.
He gets the H dial. And there's a few things that I love. It literally has a part where, like, when it gets activated, everybody who's used the H dial before gets, like, the number that's dialed on their head. Like, they feel it.
Yeah.
They sort of feel that it's been activated again, and some of them are drawn to it. Like, they want to feel that again. You have, like, these, like, regular people who got, like, transformed into superheroes. And it's almost like an addiction thing where they just need, they want it again.
Okay.
So everyone's trying to get the H dial and he's just trying to keep it safe.
I see.
And they're being sort of guided by a sinister force who's trying to get it for their own ends. And you have the operator who is trying to, you know, keep this new kid, like, you know, he's the one who should be in charge of this and using it for good reasons.
Keep him on the straight and narrow.
And it's just cute because you literally have this whole shot of like all these various DC characters with the thing showing up. Like they all use the H dial at some point, including Alfred, who's just like, it's happening again.
You got Alfred and Harley Quinn and Lobo.
Yeah, Lobo, Snapper Carr. Snapping away. The best part, though, is the art. Because Joe Quinones, every time, one, it's like a different superhero concept, but they're all like parodies of different kinds of superhero eras and different kinds of comics and different genres. The first issue is like Liefeld nonsense. There's a guy called Monster Truck.
And which is awesome.
It's amazing. He's got like he's on his heels, he's got wheels, he's got like spoilers on his on his ankles.
Spoilers.
He's got like just exhaust pipes coming off of him, and he's got like he's just like a completely like big tire tread shoulder pads and a big cape, and it's drawn like straight up like a 90s like Liefeld comic. Like the style is emulated so well. It's just real fun, and it completely, like, even
the lettering is popping out of the bubble in half of the things they're saying.
It's the
like
panels.
Everybody embraced.
They have this, like, weird, jagged, like, off, like, just completely angular, like, way too busy panel layout. Like, it's just.
And the background, like.
The speed line
thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just, they really, really go for it. That's, like, in the first issue. Second issue. He basically turns into Toriyama Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Like, and even like the color palette goes, like, when they had their color issues for that, it's very, like, muted tones. Like, it would really just be kind of, like, reds, mainly, and, like, some greens and stuff like that. And even that, like, it's, and having been a big fan of, like, that manga, like, it's spot on. Like, he's completely emulating Toriyama there. The third issue, he turns into, not to give it all away, you should definitely read this, but it's, like, pure 90s, like, Vertigo.
Yeah.
Just drug trip stuff.
And I like that in the middle of that, they suddenly, it's like a suddenly almost like a different cover.
Yeah.
It's a cover of Vertigo.
It's got the logo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that's what they do, too, is like when they transform, when they become it literally becomes another comic. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a cover. It has, like, the old DC logo. They completely emulate the thing that they're going for.
Yeah.
It's really, really neat. Like, visually, is doing something else. Like, even, like, they had two versions where when they kind of turn into, like, this indie kind of tank girl style character, too.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I don't know how long this book is going to run, but they are really...
But super fun.
Yeah, like, they're basically covering the history of comics in a really fun way here. And again, like, the story's been good. Like, they really enjoy the characters. The art is phenomenal. It's, people should be checking this book out. It's fantastic. I would say read this. I would say now.
What the f***?
So, y'all ready to talk about America?
America!
What does America mean to you? You know, to me, America is that first summer dew.
It's that first Mountain Dew.
It's that Baja Blast. It's that KFC one they have now.
It weirdly
is. What's
it
called? Like, chicken dew or something like that? Sweet tea dew.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about... Ah, forget it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Mountain Dew! Woo! This is America and it is a Mountain Dew pie. A dew pie.
It's like a key lime pie, but it's just full of Mountain Dew.
Oh, it's basically a big flaky gusher.
Oh, gross.
No, that's good. It's good. Yum. So this week we're talking about the United States of America and the superheroes that live in it, except for New York, not New York.
Yes, because most of them seem to be in New York.
Especially in the Marvel Universe, there's like three people who aren't living in New York City.
Yes. And I think, I don't know if we really set up the parameters, but really in DC, of course, they don't have New York and Los Angeles and all that.
Yeah.
But they have their made-up names.
Metropolis.
Metropolis really is New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it could be argued that Gotham is New York in a way, too.
It's New York by day, New York by night.
Yeah, kind of however thing. You want to do it.
They move the entire city. Parts. The sun sets, they're just like, get it out of here.
Yeah. Superman moves the sun. And
there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, the sun moves itself.
He moves it faster.
The sun rotates around.
Because Lois
Superman.
Is hurt.
I believe...
she needs sun.
Like, DC maps, sometimes they sort of try to pinpoint them on maps. Like, Gotham is in New Jersey, technically, isn't it?
I always viewed it that way, that it was either, like, grimy part of New York or it was New Jersey.
See, I thought watching, like, Batman v Superman that, like, Metropolis and Gotham being, like, right fucking beside each other
on the other side of the river.
Was amazingly stupid, but it's like, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry for that one, Zack Snyder, but only that one.
But yeah.
I'm sorry I said your muscles were small. They're not small.
So yeah, getting beyond what are just the New York ones.
Okay, but I think we should talk about New York a bit first.
Why?
Well, why do they all take place in New York?
Okay. I was like, here's the topic. It's not New York. Well, let's talk about New York.
Because that's where the publishers were.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
All the artists were generally working out of New York. Everybody lives there.
And if everyone had been in L.A.,
yeah, potentially.
The books might have taken place in L.A.
Also,
most sitcoms.
It's New York.
New York in the United States is considered like this epitome of culture, and it's got a lot of different parts to it. It's not just like a straight up, here's one type of city, and it's just that.
You have these different neighborhoods with their
different personalities and different populations.
And there's enough people living there that it's feasible that you have this many superheroes running around and not running into each other all the time.
Yeah.
And it's the center of everything, you know.
Yeah, well.
Those that live in New York think that.
Yeah. It's America's Toronto.
Come with me to Canada. Toronto is just like New York, but without all the stuff.
Anything else about New York?
No, that's it. I just wanted to touch on that.
Okay.
Like,
we got
to... Why specifically are we talking about the rest of the country?
Yeah.
Like the Great Lakes.
Yes.
Who have...
I knew we'd get to this.
Oh, yeah. They've got their Avengers. The Great Lakes. Or their initiative. Or what else have they been called? The Great Lakes...
Swimmers? No.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
At one point, I think there was like a GLX or something like that when they realized that the majority of them were mutants. There's probably like the Great Lakes.
It was a period where like the X-Men were so hot right now. Yeah. So let's...
It's 2004 and the X-Men have never been hotter. there's the West Coast.
It's true.
West Coast was the first one I thought of.
Which has its own team of Avengers now and before also.
Yeah. There's periods where like the West Coast is like California is where they have their own thing going. Mm-hmm. I feel like whenever they don't have an Avengers team, it's just Wonder Man. Just starring in
Wonder
like
Wonder Man on
just starring in sci-fi network movies.
He's Tiger's on living too. On Tony Stark's compound.
Yeah.
Like that's what I picture when I think of like the group of them. And they're living on Tony Stark's compound, and it's, like, just luxury. And they're like, oh, I'm going to go out to the pool.
Yeah.
And they're like, Iron Man's swimming in his armor. What? Like,
well, otherwise they'd know he's Tony Stark.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Wait, Iron Man? What? I thought he was his bodyguard. I gotta go.
Just imagine, just like...
Everyone!
He's dressed for the beach, but he's just got the Iron Man helmet on, you know?
And he's got tattoos that say, I am Tony Stark.
And honestly, that's on point for Tony, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It really is.
Oh, so it's not like a memory thing, like he forgot.
No. It's just Tony Stark memento.
Oh, yeah, also don't trust his lies.
Tony's stank.
Don't believe his lies. He is the one.
Why'd they go to the West Coast in the first place?
It was Beast was one of them, wasn't he? Were Beast and Wonder Man on that team?
It was Wonder Man, it was Tigra, Mockingbird, Hawkeye, Iron Man.
I feel like
I don't think Beast
not
was,
Beast? Because I just I feel like later it would have to be like Beast and Wonder Man, like, let's have some sexy adventures in L.A. They're just like, let's be the Booster and Beetle of this situation.
Whenever I think of the two of them, there's one that's an old Avengers issue that's in New York, and it's Red Ronin, like the big...
Yeah.
Mechanized thing comes into town, and the two of them had, like, they'd been out all night, and they're, like, drunk, just walking trash on a bridge. And they're like, burn to do! And he's got the red velvet jacket.
Notice like, how we're back to talking about New York. Yeah.
But, like, it's that sort of thing. But, yeah, I don't think Beast went
west. Maybe
Coast.
Maybe not.
It was Hawkeye that was the initiative to go there.
Like, a lot of these characters aren't A-listers, and it was maybe almost a thing where, like, well, we can sort of reinvent ourselves away from, you know, the Avengers are always in New York.
Yeah.
What if we go over here for a bit, and we can be our own kind of Avengers?
Well, I think it was Hawkeye that was like, I don't want to be under the wing of you guys, and I'm going to go start my own
team. Hawkeye, because I'm a bit of a jerk.
Yeah. But yeah, that West Coast run is super fun. Again, it's really cheesy, and I don't know if it's going to stand up. And like, it's an opinion thing. Some people hated it. The whole Vision and Scarlet Witch thing, I really enjoyed that. Like, he got disassembled.
Oh, yeah. And then he got light.
Yeah. Well, then he got assembled again and didn't have, like, the right brain pattern, because it's Wonder Man's brain pattern.
Yeah.
He wouldn't give it to him.
Is it sort of like he had, like, the memories, but he didn't have, like, an emotional connection to them, or was he completely...
Well, it was partly the personality. Yeah, like, he had the programmed memories, I guess, but...
But it's,
It's just, here's information. But
that's interesting.
Yeah.
For that character.
I liked it. Like, it was Burns run on it, and it was... Hank was, like, the red jumpsuit Hank, who just had like tons of tiny things in his pockets. Which is ridiculous, but now I look back on it, I'm like, it's awesome.
Is in Hank Pym or Hank McCoy? Okay.
Oh, okay. Hank Pym, yeah.
Just
I was imagining Hank McCoy for a second, I'm like, that doesn't seem right.
He has tiny things
in his
pockets.
Put some shoes on then.
Yeah. In Ant-Man 3, I just want Michael Douglas in a red jumpsuit, just like giving Werther's candies out in his out of his pockets. He shrinks them down.
And he's making them huge.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the ears are huge.
There you go.
This was behind your ear?
Between that and then how Byrne would draw Tony Stark. With, like, the Jerry Curl thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just Billy Crystal with a mustache.
It was the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have those coasts covered. We got East Coast, West Coast. We have
North Coast.
North I Coast.
Guess. There's also in North. There's also like the Detroit League.
Yeah,
that's true. Which was an era.
Yeah, it was a thing.
It was a whole era.
Yeah.
Next,
you got. You don't want to talk about vibe? No.
You know what? I actually did enjoy that to a certain. I had like a small run in that.
Yeah.
I hated Vibe, and I hated Gypsy. Mm-hmm. I was like, both of them just...
You heard it here first, listener.
Yeah, really. Nobody's ever said that before.
No. Yeah. What a daring admission.
But at the same time, like, I really like...
How do you feel about Gnert?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever read a book with him in
but
it.
But you own so many.
Yeah. I purposefully don't buy Gnert.
What about the Midwest we're talking? You know, they don't get a lot.
Yeah, I was thinking like Midwest and Deep South. I can't think of a lot.
Central City I always took to be in like the Midwest, right?
I did consult one of those maps.
Yeah.
Central City is in Missouri.
What?
Right? Okay. Like almost on the Missouri Kansas border,
right?
Yeah, which makes sense. And again,
it's Central City. That's the one
nobody
thing
nobody ever thinks of Missouri.
That's what drives me nuts a little bit about like the Flash show, where it's one, it's just Vancouver. They're all Vancouver, yeah. But it's like they make a point to be like it's on the ocean. Central City is on the coast.
Central.
It's on the Central Eighth Meridian.
Yeah.
Centered between two other cities.
Ocean.
Yeah.
It's central to the story.
Look, everything's central to where it is. Think about it, man.
Deep.
Think about it. For sure. Where does Wonder Woman operate from?
Oh, her plane.
Yeah.
You can't see it, though.
Oh, that's fair. All right. Well, asked and answered. Moving on.
Yeah.
I literally don't know, actually. Yeah, I get the feeling that she just goes around a lot. Sometimes she's like,
Like, she hangs out on Paradise Island, but I think she, like...
There's times, isn't there times when, like, literally she kind of, like, works for the UN or something like that at points? Yeah. So I assume...
Washington? That's not where the UN is.
God damn it, it's New York!
Yeah. Metropolis.
Yeah. But New York, is that funny enough, New York also exists in the DC universe.
Does it?
Because, like, Kyle Rayner, I think, was from New York. I could be wrong, but...
Really? Oh, okay.
It's weird.
I thought he was in California.
He's moved around.
Yeah. Detroit? No, that was where Simon Baz was.
Oh.
Guy Gardner? Well, who cares?
Who gives a shit?
I am the only Green Lantern of...
Green Lantern of... Hey, better get back there. As for Earth, when trouble calls, Guy Gardner picks up.
There's really not a lot, especially like Marvel. Like, do they have anything going on in the Midwest? Those are just like... It's the flyover states, but it's the Quinjet flying over.
Yeah.
Well, there is the whole initiative
thing. The 50-state initiative?
Yes.
Yeah. Which...
We will get into.
Now.
Oh!
Let's do it.
I've got a quiz... It's related to the 50-state initiative, which was post-Civil War, when superheroes had to register with the United States government. There was an idea to put a superhero team in all 50 states.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of them. I'm not sure if they got them all, but I've got some two truths and a lie things for some of these teams.
Okay.
If this person was a member.
Okay, I'm ready.
May I borrow the pen?
Absolutely.
Thank you. So, number one, in Alaska, there was a team. They were never named.
True.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm winning. Zarks.
So, of these three people, who was on the team? Hellcat, Tigra, or Beast?
Hellcat.
I'm going to say Tigra then.
Okay. It was Hellcat.
Yeah.
So that's one for Brock. Moving on to a beautiful Delaware.
Oh, God.
I'm in Delaware. There was a team called the Women Warriors. True. Black Widow, She-Hulk, or Asp?
Who's Asp?
Oh, snake ladies.
Oh, yeah. She was part of the Serpent Society. And
so only one of them was in the Asp.
Asp.
It was...
Listen, those two are not...
I feel like I gave myself away on that.
Black Widow and She-Hulk are not going to Delaware.
Yeah, really.
But it's Delaware.
They're not going there.
That's
actually the slogan. Like Delaware, you're not going there.
There were like three snake ladies on that team.
That's really weird. No one else wanted them.
Moving on to sunny Florida. The Command, featuring Thor, Machine Man, or Wundar?
I want to say Machine Man.
No, Wundar.
Wundar the Aquarium?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my.
Did I say Thor or Thor Girl?
I said Thor.
Oh, Thor Girl.
The
who's not on the team?
Their main nemesis was Florida Man.
Thank you for making that joke so I didn't have to.
Great.
Well, you must be very proud of yourself.
Kansas featured a superhero team called the Harvesters.
Oh, God.
This is real.
Amazing.
And this was written by a professional, so maybe...
They were just fucking around and loving it.
Maybe Henry Abrams is fine to write a book if this is the shit.
Yeah. If this is the bar.
Oh, Bendis wrote this. So, which of these three, Thresher, Mohican, or Grainbelt?
Grainbelt.
I want to say Thresher.
It was Grainbelt.
It's actually Grainbelt.
They were all like harvesty name.
Yes. Oh my God.
Like Grainbelt was
this
real.
Is like,
and Thresher wasn't real.
This is like literally, this is like the all new X-Men level of just like every one of them is kind of stereotypey in a way.
All right. So Kentucky, sweet Kentucky.
Bourbon.
Thank you. Yes. Action Pack featuring D-Man, Frogman, and the Steel Spider.
D-Man.
I want to say Frogman.
It was Frogman.
Nice!
I just wanted D-Man in there.
You know, right, I'm sure you know Steel Spider.
Yeah, I do. Spider Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to look it up, and I, when I was trying to Google their name for, you know, fake person to be on this team,
yeah,
I wrote, Fat Kid Who Loved Spider-Man. And boy,
but that could be either Frogman or Steel Spider.
Boy, I got some results.
I've always loved Frogman. I don't know why. Such a dope.
Now to Washington. Earthlord, Apex, or Gunnerat?
Ooh.
Second one.
Apex.
Apex?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Gunnerat.
Apex was, I don't know if that was a real character. Gunnerat I made up.
Yeah, I just wanted to pick Gunnerat.
Earthlord.
Earthlord.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, of course you didn't.
Yeah.
Nobody got that one?
He's like Star-Lord's brother.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with
Star-Lord's underachieving brother.
I was
brother.
Trying to come up with like Terra Boss.
Yeah. Star-Lord went to space. Mm-hmm. Earthlord just, oh. He got stuck here.
And now for something completely different.
While we're talking about that.
Uh-huh. What's that?
This is Secret Origins of Supervillains, one of these treasury editions. Before the episode, Brian and I were looking through some stuff, and
we were sitting on his floor going through his old childhood comic books. It was
and
cute.
This has got like all these villains, and there's like a big spread in the middle with a bunch of villains. But then there's four that they've chosen to single out. And there's like Luther and Savannah and Captain Cold and just everyone's favorite, Terra Man.
Terra Man is a handle, and I'm a powerful, mean hombre.
I use the science of an alien planet to rob and to scrap with that Superman gent. How did a genuine Old West outlaw like me come to be an outer space villain with a real live winged
Pegasus?
Here's the lowdown, partners. All about how a man from yesterday wound up fighting the man tomorrow.
It's amazing. He's like a 50-year-old Texas man.
Like Charles Bronson.
Yeah. Charles Bronson with like a cowboy hat and like a green cape.
That's actually just more hair.
Yeah. Just flying on a Pegasus and
sorry,
for some reason,
I don't know. When you said the whole Terra Man thing, I was like, speaking of which.
Year that was in like, I guess, was it the 70s or whatever? Had something,
yeah.
Clearly. They were just like, yeah, man, Terra Man. The shit. This is going to like just be the new big thing. And then just 1 month later, they're boarding up DC headquarters. Well, that's the end of me.
DC implosion happened. Anyways.
All right.
Continue.
No, fine. Thank you. So Nevada, where the team was called the Heavy Hitters, they had guys like Gravity, Alpha, and the Sentry. Except they only had one of those three, and which one was it?
What did you say? Gravity?
Gravity, Alpha, and the Sentry.
Sentry.
I want to say Gravity.
It was Gravity.
Yeah, I feel like Alpha didn't exist yet. Or maybe
I'm not
did.
Sure.
I don't know.
I was looking for those characters who were like, you like this? No, this is what you like.
Yeah. Alpha is great because every time I remember Alpha exists, literally 2 seconds pass and I've forgotten. Alpha is fantastic that way.
He's like that X-Men character, Forget-Me-Not.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, two more.
Yeah.
And it's a tied game.
Ooh. Oh!
So...
we could keep it tied.
It could be tied. Arizona, which had the desert stars like Shooting Stara, Moon Knight, and Two Gun Kid.
Two Gun Kid.
Moon Knight, I guess.
Yeah, it was Two Gun Kid.
Absolutely. I knew it was, so I'm just like, there's no way Moon Knight's leaving New York.
Shooting Stara is not a real thing.
No, I didn't think so.
Moon Knight with his the full gear running through the desert.
Yeah.
It's so hot. It was so hot.
Cowboy Moon Knight.
You know what? Yeah. All my personalities are sweating.
Yeah.
I'm sweating my cab driver balls off. All right, and final one. In Georgia, Sweet Sweet Texas Georgia Bourbon.
Sweet Georgia Bourbon.
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
The Cavalry.
The Peachy Team.
Featuring Stuntmaster, Crime Buster, or Drug Puncher.
Crime Buster.
You both get the point.
Ah!
Also, Stuntmaster was also on the team.
Oh. What?
Oh, it's a trick. Well, whatever.
And Drug Puncher was also on the team.
Are you serious?
No. final score, Merc 5, Bri 4.
Oh! Congratulations.
Thanks.
If we were still passing that koozie
your
around,
koozie you'd be... is in the mail.
Drug Puncher is just punching pucks in Winnipeg. But not puck.
There's gotta be drugs in one of these.
Ow!
Stop hitting
Maybe
me.
This one.
Stop hitting
Ow!
Me.
Yep.
This time.
Ow! Can you tell we recorded this one in the last episode of the same night?
Nah. I want to see a Justice League Florida.
Why?
But I want to see it like full on like cornrow mullets.
And, oh, okay.
Like just embrace.
It's like in like CSI Miami.
We're talking.
They're finding keys of cocaine like in the mangrove trees and
yeah.
Booster's keeping them.
Maxwell Lord profit. Is running Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, there's other places. There's Fawcett Cities in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Yeah, that's great. All right.
Central City, Missouri. St. Rock, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Where Hawkman and Hawkgirl.
Oh.
I feel like DC is much better at this than Marvel. Marvel is very like...
Booster Gold sort of does Phoenix. Blue Beetle is in El Paso.
Okay.
They're a little more
they're
spread
all over.
Out. Yeah.
But at the same time...
But they
time,
can all fly
they,
really fast.
Yeah. They can all be in the same place exactly. Yeah.
They got the, you know...
They
the,
got
the,
their tubes.
The Star Trek transporter and the Watchtower. They can do whatever they want. So that I actually kind of appreciate is like they have a lot of like, you know, a lot of made up cities, but they actually make a point to like have them spread out more.
How about Avengers Orange County?
Nice.
In California?
Yeah. But there's like, there's the West Coast Avengers.
They all work at like Disneyland.
And... yeah, California would come. There's like the West
work,
Coast
I would
Avengers.
Work for that sweet
like...
Sandy Cohen. Because he's a good man.
He's a good man. He's a good man.
He's a good man.
You get lost in those eyebrows. Literally. Ah!
I've been in these eyebrows for 19 years. I'm the cool new character on the OC, Browie.
Just tangled up.
Tangle up your brow.
This is sort of like, they just cut, they just have like a little toy in there or something, and you cut to a close-up and just like, ah! Oh, you said it, Sandy.
I think Brian just wrote like an SNL character who will go on to be in many, many sketches and then get a movie that will be seen by few.
It's Pat of this generation.
I mean, if they did three Tiny Elvis sketches.
Oh, God.
That's true.
Anyone can succeed. Literally anyone.
Duluth Defenders?
Who would be on that team? Maria Bamford.
Two Gun Kid, Moon Knight.
Moon Knight. And of course.
And Drug Puncher.
And they would fight The Hill.
Frankly, no one can get. Frankly, our city could use Drug Puncher.
Yeah, right.
Fuck you, drugs.
They're housed in the Glen Sheen Mansion. Batman Beyond the Bayou?
Wait, so Batman Beyond in the Bayou?
Beyond the Bayou.
It's the future here.
Which state do you think is the least well served by like which state has like no superheroes?
Well, I challenge you to name all 50 states.
I don't.
Does Minnesota have any?
Was,
I feel like they have to.
The Great Lakes Avengers weren't in Minnesota?
I don't think so.
Wisconsin or something.
Yeah, although, I don't know.
I mean, there's so much cheese. I mean, come on. You gotta... Yeah, I don't know.
Montana?
No. Yeah. Montana seems like...
Nebraska?
I don't know. Nebraska might have something. I was gonna say Oregon, but Oregon definitely strong guy.
Just hanging out in Nebraska.
Yeah.
I'm lived here in Nebraska.
Montana seems like... Well, Montana, you might have some cowpokey.
Like, yeah, some like, I'm the Duster.
I'm a rustler.
Yeah.
Oh, Duster and the Rustler.
Yeah, I'm D-Man.
They got... There's like... They have some kind of westerny themed heroes that just couldn't quite cut it in Texas. But Montana's happy to have them.
Take that, Montana.
Carolinas.
I don't even know where that is.
It's like southern, south.
Is it like
southeast,
close to like Louisiana
southeast,
or something?
No, southeast.
Is it?
It's, like, east? It's north of
Look, we're Canadian. We're Canadian.
North of Florida.
You try to find.
Yeah, okay, that area.
You name our provinces on the map, Americans. You do that and see who's smart then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making faces at the mic. The mic didn't do anything wrong.
We didn't talk about Hawaii. Does Hawaii have anybody?
Oh, man, I was like,
Superboy?
They did have Superboy. Early Superboy was like just
Jason
hanging out
Momoa.
In Hawaii. It's pretty good. Yeah, Jason, they do.
Early Superboy, who was Jason Momoa. And he was Jason Momoa. This summer, everybody's chasing Momoa.
I gotta get out of here, dude.
Right on. Woo! Woo, my man. Oh, he's so cool.
The first person to catch Jason Momoa will win
$5,000
Momoa bucks.
You can only spend them in Momoa land.
We'll all get to drink just Mama Jason
Maria.
Momoa.
Mama Momoa.
Mama Momoa.
I want that to spin off where it's just like Jason Momoa. So it's just Mama Momoa.
It's his old Italian mom and she keeps coming in.
Why is she a...
Okay, Mama's out. We're going to have a big party. And Mama comes home early. What is this mess? Mama Momoa.
Right on. Woo. My man.
Mark, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Mama Momoa is brought to you by gambling. All right.
So I think we've done what we did.
Yes.
That's the only way to put it.
Yep. So, we should wrap it up by talking about ourselves. I'm Kyle Lees, and you can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com, or just by Googling The Kyle Lees, or just try just Kyle Lees and see how that goes. If it doesn't go great, not my problem.
Try it again. Turn off your computer, turn it back on, and try it again.
Control-Alt-Delete. Are you using Microsoft Edge? Are you easy, Microsoft?
Hello, I'm calling from Microsoft.
Hi, I'm Microsoft's The Edge. Yep.
Yeah.
What do the computers have, money?
They tried putting all of their albums on everybody's Apple devices, and now they moved to the other side.
Hello.
It's called a Zune. It's what everybody's listening to on Earth nowadays.
I am Merc. You can find me at MercAsylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut, like astronaut on Instagram.
Cool. I'm Bri Kotick. You can check out my comic Welcome to Hereafter at welcometohereafter.com. It is starring gods. Gods!
Gods!
So many gods.
They must be crazy.
Oh, I think you'll find some of them are. Welcometohereafter.com.
Wish I was the kind of person who would just like had disposable income to buy domain names because Mama Momoa is available. Someday.
Mama Momoa.
That's my 10-year plan.
This is great.
Until next time, Merc's gonna remind you about that very important thing that you can't forget to do today, which is...
brush Kyle's teeth.
Meanwhile...
You're gonna have some wet nightmares tonight.
I hope this is sweat.
Oh God, let it be sweat.
Let it be pee.
Oh, Christ.
Well, you must be very proud of yourself.